Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin Daf Nun. We will begin on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis at the Gemara, as the Gemara begins. Our Mishnah taught us at the beginning of the Mishnah that Mishabah Baderech, when somebody's traveling for Choshchaloi and it got dark, Vayimaki Ilan Agedar, and he knows there's a tree, a fence, Vayimishmerasi Tachtov, and he says, that's where I want to be Koinish Visaloi Omaklum. So it says the Gemara, quotes the Gemara Machloikis Amaroim, how to understand what the Mishnah means when it says Layama Klum. Amarav, Layama Klum Kloeker. His statement is totally has no value. The Fila Takhtav Shilin Lamatza Azul. And now he can't move at all. Why? He can't move past the Dalar Amis that he's in. The place where he is at the beginning of Shabbos, he's not Koine Shvisa there. The reason he's not Koine Shvisa there is because by saying that he wants to be Koine Shvisa elsewhere, what he has essentially said is that this is not my Mokum Shvisa. And because he said that this is not my Mokum Shvisa, it is not a Mokum Shvisa. On the other hand, over there where he made the statement, he's also not Koine Shvisa because he didn't say clearly where over there he wants to be Koine Shvisa. Since he didn't indicate clearly there where he wants to be Koine Shvisa, that's not considered a Mokum Shvisa either. So this individual is left without any Mokum Shvisa. The way the Rishonim explain it, it's similar to what we discussed earlier, where if somebody was sleeping at the beginning of Shabbos, we learned that the opinion of the Chacham was that he has no Mokum Shvisa, because since he was sleeping at Banish Mashas, that prevents him from having a Mokum Shvisa. Here too, by not having a Mokum Shvisa where he is, because he showed that this is not where he wants to be, and the other declaration, as we just explained, and we'll continue explaining, is not a valid declaration, so he's left without a Mokum Shvisa, and he's limited to being able to walk only Dalar Amos. Shmuel Amar Lo Yama Klum Lebeisai. What he said doesn't accomplish that she will be able to walk all the way home. Avo Tachtav Shel Ilan till the bottom of the tree Masel Azel. And the Gemara explains Shmuel's position. Shenasa Tachtav Hel Ilan Chamagomel. We're referring here to the area under the tree is a very wide area. And therefore, since he didn't specifically identify where under the tree he's being Koine Shvisa, Bar Limdam Tzofen, if it's to his advantage to say that his Mokum Shvisa was to the north side of the tree, because from the north side of the tree to his home, there are less than 2,000 Amos, and he could have made the Erev at the north side of the tree, because from where he is to the north side of the tree, there are also less than 2,000 Amma. But because he didn't declare that his Mokum Shvisa is to the north side of the tree, we're going to have to be concerned that Maiden Loimen Adarim, that maybe his Mokum Shvisa was on the side of the tree. And if the Mokum Shvisa was on the south side of the tree, there is more than 2,000 Amma from that spot to his home. And then vice versa. Bar Limdad Minadorim, if it's to his advantage to count the Mokum Shvisa from the south side of the tree, because that's the side that's closer to his home, Modern Loimen Atzafen, we say no. Maybe your Mokum Shvisa was on the north side, and from there, it's not enough place. So therefore, the Gemara is saying that in these cases where he didn't properly designate, even Shmuel will agree that if he didn't properly designate where under the tree he wants it to be his Mokum Shvisa, then it's not a valid Mokum Shvisa. But if he did, but everybody will agree, and the Gemara in the coming Dafim will continue to explain what that means. But if a person clearly on the road identified where he wants his Mokum Shvisa to be, everybody will agree, if he's a person on the road, as we're going to see, that would be a correct way or valid way of identifying where his makom shvisa. So the Shem Shmuel quotes his father, Davni Nezer, who says a very powerful vort. He says, wherever your mind is, that's where you are, even if you're not physically there. And the Raya is our Gemara, that by saying that this is where I want to be, that's what makes it a valid Eruv. And then I saw that the Satmar Rebbe explains that we could see that the basis for this concept is based on a Gemara in Masechta Brachos. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, teaches us, Misha Yoroichev al Chamor, somebody was riding on a donkey, V'holech B'derech, and he's traveling on the road, V'gi Zman Tefila, and the Zman Tefila comes. Yeshiv M'koymoi V'yispalol, the halacha is he should stop where he is in davening. We know that when we daven, we're supposed to be facing the base of Mikdash. This person can't. And Tosis over there, the Ramaskal Halach Karebi, says that we're not necessarily speaking in the Gemara over there that somebody's traveling in a Makam Sakana. He's not in a Makam Sakana, and he could technically, potentially turn around facing Yerushalayim. Still, the halacha is that he doesn't have to do so. And the question is, why is this different than all the other places that if you know that it won't disturb your davening, you should do what you're supposed to do? So the answer, he says, is that since the person's traveling on the road, even if we know that he could pull over and face Yerushalayim, it's going to bother him. And that he had to delay his trip or stop his trip to daven in the right direction. So therefore, Chazal said, as long as he has kavana, keneged the base of Mikdash, even if he didn't actually, he isn't facing it, it's enough. But why? He's not even facing the base of Mikdash. The answer is what we're learning in our Gemara, that where my mind is where I am. And therefore, that's Pshat also in the Gemara, in the Masechta Ksuba stuff, Ayin Hei Amar Aleph. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Utsion Yoimir Ish V'ish Yuleba, explains the Gemara, Ara Meisha Ba Bered Rebbe Shuban Levi, Echen Noile Haba, somebody who's born in Tzion, in Yerushalayim, Vechet Metzapel L'Roysoi. And Rashi there, Divrei Meskel Echad explains, Hafila Metzapa L'Roysoi, somebody who has a tremendous desire to be connected to Eretz Yisrael, somebody who has a tremendous desire to be in Eretz Yisrael, Kilu Noileba, it's considered as if he is there. And the Ramban explains, because if somebody is connected to a place, if somebody is thinking about a place, it's considered like he's there. And the explanation, and this is also explained the Mefarshim, Pshat in another Gemara. The Gemara says, we say every day in Krishma, the man yibu yumech bevenechem al-dama, that where are people zoicha tarichas yomim, to people who are adoma shenishba Hashem la'avasechem losus lahem. In Eretz Yisrael, we could be zoicha tarichas yomim. Ask the Gemara, v'ikas sovev b'bovel, the people in Bovel who are baruch Shem chutz loretz, who are zoicha tarichas yomim. Answers the Gemara, Kiva the Makadmi, Meshachel Bei Knesta, since they come early to shul and they stay late in shul, that's why they're Zoich Tarichas Yomim. So why does that make a difference? That they're coming to shul every day. Why should somebody who comes to shul, if he's not physically in Eretz Yisrael, be Zoich Tarichas Yomim? So he explains, the Satmar Rebbe, that somebody who comes to shul, and as we just learned, when you daven in shul, you have to be facing Yerushalayim. You have to be facing Eretz Yisrael. So since you're facing so often Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, because that is the place that you constantly think about, that makes it be considered like you are there. So if it's considered like you're there, therefore halacha is that you'll be zoich tarichas yamim, because you are indeed al hadama ashenish b'Hashem l'vaseichem. If you're thinking about Eretz Yisrael all the time, you are considered as if you are in Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, we've learned in our Gemara that if you're going, that the two ways of making an Erev. One is with the declaration. There are really three ways. One is we're making a declaration that I want to be kind of shvis in a specific spot. One is by being in that spot, bein hashmashos. And the third, the most common method that's mentioned in our Gemara, is by putting food over there. So the Shalos Tshuvos Binyan Tzion Siman and Gimel asks a question. We've learned so many times in our Masechta that why if you put down food where you want to be make an Erev, is it considered that it's a valid Erev, that that's your Makom Shvisa? Because where my food is where I am. That's why we had so many sugyas that taught us that the food must be accessible to you. Because if the food isn't accessible to you, you haven't accomplished anything. And then we had the machloikis, Rebbe and the Chachamim, does the food have to be accessible to you? If what's the halacha if the food is inaccessible, if it involves an issa d'oraisa? Everybody agrees that that wouldn't be a valid Erev. If it involves an issa d'rabbanon, we have the machloikis, Rebbe holds it would be a valid Erev, the Chacham hold it's not a valid Erev. But now we have a much more fundamental question. If somebody wants to make an Erev Tchumim, Erev Sukkos, why would it be a valid Erev? I couldn't eat that Erev there if I don't have a Sukkah where I'm putting down the Erev Tchumim. If it's Erev Yom Kippur and I can't eat, obviously because Ben Hashmash is Erev Yom Kippur, we may not eat. How could you make an Erev for Pas? You can't eat that Pas, Ben Hashmash. And the Shulchan Aruch, in Arachayim Simon Tuf Tezayin Sif Dalid, teaches us Yom HaKippurim Hu K'Shabbos L'Ruvei Tchumim. The Yom Kippur is treated like Shabbos. And does that seems to mean that you can make an Erev for Yom Kippur like we make for every Shabbos. Every Shabbos we make an Erev with Pas, because Bein HaShmashos we could eat that Pas, but not on Yom Kippur. So some say that since a cotton could eat that pass on Yom Kippur, by every Yom Kippur, the halacha is that a cotton doesn't have to fast. Therefore, the halacha is you can rely on the Erev Yom Kippur because he could eat, on Erev Sukkah because he eat Chutz L'Sukkah. Or on Sukkah, it's even less of a question, since women are not mechuyev to eat in a Sukkah, so the Erev is valid because since the woman who's not obligated to this eat in the sukkah can access the Erev. Or he suggests that the halacha is holchei drachim, people are on the road, paturim in a sukkah, apart from a sukkah. So since we're able to find different places, different situations where the food is accessible for somebody, and we discussed earlier in our Masechta that if the food is accessible for somebody, even if it's not for me edible, it's enough to make it a good Erev. That's why it's a good Erev. But then he says, a nupshat. Then he says that even if I can't eat the food, by being ma'arav bepas, by putting down food, what I'm showing is that this is where I live. Where I put, where my food is where I am. This is where I want to live, and that's why it's a valid Erev. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba, my time of the Rav. Why does Rav hold that if you do not identify the specific spot under the tree where you want to be kind of shvisa, it's not a valid Erev? Says the Gemara, Meshum Dolei Masayim Asrei. Because he didn't, the halacha is that for an Erev to be a good Erev, it has to be in a very specific identifiable place. And if it's not in a specific identifiable place, then it's not considered a valid Erev. Ikadamri, but then there's a different version, Amar Rabba, of why Rav said, according to Rav, if you didn't specifically identify where you want your Erev to be, it's not going to be a valid Erev. My Tam de Rav, what does Rav hold? It's not a good Erev. Rav says that anything that can't happen one after the other, afil bas achas, you know, can't happen at one time. That means, the classical example, somebody is mekadesh two sisters. So since we know the halacha is, once you're married to one woman, you obviously cannot be married to a sister. So therefore the halacha is that if you mekadesh two sisters at the same time, then the kedushin is not chal on either of them. The same thing here in our Gemara. This person cannot be kind of shvisa. Let's say the area under the tree is 8 amos or more, as we're going to discuss in the Gemara in a moment. So it's too big of an area that you could be kind of the shvisa under this large area. And if you were kind of shvisa on 4 amos, and then you were kind of shvisa on another 4 amos, it wouldn't work, because you only have 1/4 amos. So therefore, even when you're kind of shvisa on 8 amos, it's not a valid kinyan shvisa. So Taisus asks, the Gemara Masechta Temura teaches us that if somebody says on an animal, Hareza Temuras Oila, and then he says Hareza Temuras Shlomim, the second statement is not a valid statement because it's already a Temuras Oila. So why, to ask Taisus, the Gemara Masechta Temura Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis teaches us that if somebody said in one statement Hareza Temuras Oila V'Shlomim, it is valid. Why don't we say, as our Gemara just taught us, that Kol She'ena B'Zach Hazeh, that if it's not valid Achazeh Hazeh, Afilu Bas Achaz Eino, it can't be valid at one time either. So Tosfos answers that there you could do Temuras Oila V'Shlomim at the same time, because what you'll do is, let the animal become a balmum, and then half the money you use for an oila, and half the money you use for a shlomim. Since the two, so oila and shlomim aren't contradictory to each other. However, here, or by the case of the two women, you can't be married to one sister and to the other sister at the same time. Or you can't be kind of shvisa that you should have kin shvisa both dalar amas. And therefore, it's not a valid kinyan shvisa. So now the question is, this rule of kol she'ena b'zach hazeh, afilu bas achas einoi, is a rule that we have throughout Shas. And according to Rava, at least according to the Ikad Amri of Rava, that's the reason why Rav takes the position that he did in our Mishnah. So how could Shmuel disagree? So Tosfos suggests that since the whole halacha of Erev is only midrabanan, we could be more lenient and not have to apply this rule. Ask the Gemara. So right now we've given two explanations in Rav's opinion why it's not a valid Erev. It, when you didn't specifically identify which place you want as the Erev. One pshat is because Rav holds that an Erev is only a valid Erev when you identify the place. If you don't identify the place of your Erev, it's not a valid Erev. The other is because of the rule that we just learned, the kol she'ena b'zach hazeh, af b'bas achas einoi, if you can't do it one after the other, it can't be chal even at one time as well. Ask the Gemara mai b'nayu. So now that we've had these two different explanations, wants to ask the Gemara, what is the practical nafgamina between the two pshatim? We said, I want 4 of the 8 amos should be my makom shvisa. Manda, but he didn't say which 4. So says the Gemara, Manda Amar, the opinion that holds that the Rav holds that the issue is Meshim Deloy Mesayim Asrei, because you didn't identify Haloy Mesayim Asrei, you didn't identify where you want your Erev to be, and therefore it's not a good Erev. However, Manda Amar Meshim Kol She'en B'Bazach Hazeh, Afel Bas Achaseinoy, Ha'kar Ba'amistami. That's only a person saying Arba Amis. Docha Arba Amis Kamer, by saying Arba Amis, then it's a valid Erev because you only took 4 amos and there is no problem. Gufa, so the Gemara goes into this sugya of Amar Rabba, Kol Davar She'en B'Zach Hazeh, Afilu Bas Achas Einoi, Eis Ve'Ebay L'Rabba. The halacha is that Truma doesn't have a shear. So Midaraisa, as much or as little as you separated for Truma, it's valid. But Maestris has a very specific shear. So let's say you'll have 50 pounds of fruit. You already took tshuma from that 50 pounds. So now you have 50 pounds of fruit. And you have to take off Maestrishin. How much do you have to take off Maestrishin? 10%. Five fruit. And this person, instead of taking off five fruits, took off 10 fruits from Maestr. So says the Braisa, Peroisa Mesukonim, the 40 fruits that I have left here to the side are certainly fine. I took off Maestr. The problem is, says the Gemara, Maestr of Mukukolim. It's not proper Maestr, because I was only supposed to take off 10, five fruits from Maestr, and I took off 10. So there's a mixture here of Tevel and Maestr, five and five. I don't know which is the Tevel and which is the Maestr. Now the question is, Bamai, but why are the fruit, the other 40 pounds, certainly fine, Lema? Why don't we say, the Kol She'ena B'Zachazeh, Afil Bas Achaseinai? Since the person could not have taken off, even if the person would have done it right, first taken off 5 pounds, and then taken off the second 5 pounds for Maeser, the second act would totally be invalid. Because once you took off 5 pounds for Maeser, then you can't take Maeser anymore from these fruits. So if it's B'Zach HaZe'enoi, if it can't be valid, if it was done one after the other, so we're saying that a rule is Babas Achas Nami. Then if it's done at one time, it's not valid. So if it's not done at one time valid, that means that the 10 pounds that I took off for Maeser, it's not that there's a combination of 5 pounds Maeser and 5 pounds not Maeser, Tevel. I just don't know which is which. The entire Maeser Afrosha should not have any halachic meaning. If the entire Maeser Afrosha doesn't have any halachic standing, so then the payers that are left, the other 40 pounds, are not Masukin? Answers the Gemara, it's not a good question. Shani Maeser, it's not a good comparison. You don't have to, when you take Maeser, you don't have to take whole fruits for Maeser. The Yomer, if somebody would say, Tigdish Palga Palga de Chitza, if somebody will take half of the fruit and he say, half of every fruit is Maeser and half is not fruit. The halacha is that it would be valid. Similarly, here in our case, where he said the whole 10 pounds should be Maeser, it's 5 and 5. It's 5 and 5. I don't know which is the 5 that's Maeser and which is the 5 that's Tevel, but I have the ability to take it in that way and say the half and half. Half should be Maeser, half should not be Maeser. And therefore, it's not a good comparison. Ask the Gemara, but what about Maeser Behema? So to understand this Gemara, we have to know the halachas of Maeser Behema. We know that every year, a person has to take off 10% from all new animals that were born that year. The way it's done properly is to put all of those animals into an enclosed area and then make a narrow exit way for those animals to go out, and the animals go out one at a time, and the 10th animal he puts on a red mark, and he says, Hareza Maeser, and the halacha is that that animal should be taken to the Beis HaMikdash, be brought as a carbon, with the halacha being that you do Zrikas Adam, you burn the Amorim, and the rest of the meat is eaten by the owners in Yerushalayim, like Kachim Kalim. If the 10th animal that was the Maeser Behema animal was a Balmum, then the halacha is that the owners could eat it anywhere they want because it didn't get that Kedusha. But what's the halacha as this is happening and you made a mistake and you called one of the other animals the 10th animal? So the halacha is that if you, by mistake, called either the 9th or the 11th animal number 10, they're also going to have Kedusha. That's specifically on the 9th and 11th. Any of the other animals, it's a meaningless act. And similarly, even by the 11th animal, which I called it the 10th animal, this that it has a kedusha on it, and the kedusha it has on it, that is considered like a carbon shlomim, it only applies if I called the 10th animal the 9th. But if I called the 10th, that means I got confused between the 9th and the 10th. But if I properly called the 10th animal number 10, then the halacha will be, and then I make a mistake and I also call the 11th animal number 10, it's a meaningless statement. Another halacha is if the 9th and the 10th animal come out together, or the 10th and the 11th animal come out together, and I call both number 9 and number 10, or number 10 and number 11, Meiser, then both of them have a Kedusha. So the halacha is, by Meiser Behema, you can't do what we just said you could do by Meiser on Tvua, that you could say each one should be half. You can't separate it. And you can't have one animal and then the second animal being Meiser. Because the halacha is, as we just said, that if you call the 10th animal number 10, and then you call the 11th animal number 10, it's meaningless. Yet we just learned. So again, if you call number 10, 10, and you call number 11, 10, calling number 11, 10 is nothing. Yet, Amar Rabba, that we just said, the halacha is Yotze Shnei Basiri, if both of them came out together, the 10th and the 11th came out together, the Koranei called both of them Asiri, the halacha is Asir V'achar Asim Rabam Zabazeb, that we have now a problem, that one is the Maisa Beimer, and one is the 11th animal has shlom on it, and we have this teruvus. But now the question is, we just said that if it would have been number 10, would have come out properly. And then number 11 came out after it, it would be that number 11 state, you're calling, you're declaring number 11, 10, would not have any meaning in halacha. So why, if you call them together, 10 and 11, both 10, it does have a meaning. Didn't we just say the kol she eina b'zecha zeh, eina b'bas achas nami? What's the difference if one is shlomim or one is meiser? The halacha is that shlomim requires smicha and nesachim and tenufas chazav v'shoik, and you could be pyre them if they become a bal mum. And if you did tamura, the halacha is v'hayihu m'srasai kodesh. All of these halachas don't apply by meiser. But now that you have a mixture of the two of them, so now there's a machlokes, two Rashi here, and Rashi in Masech de Bechairis, what do you do? Rashi here seems to say that since you don't know which one is to bring, you have a problem of bracha levatala, because you don't know what bracha to do, and says Rashi can't make a bracha, but both could be brought as a carbon shlomim. In Masechta Gedushin, Rashi says you can't bring either of those animals, because Rashi over there says that there's a fundamental difference between a carbon shlomim and a carbon Maisa Behema, where you could put, how you do the Zrikas Adam. By one of them you do Shtaim Shein Arba, and by one you do only Zrikas Achas. And therefore Rashi says over there, you have to let it both become Balmum, and then be part of them and be brought as a Shlomim. But now the question is, we just said that if they came out together, they both will have the Shem Maisa. If they came out the 10th and then the 11th, it wouldn't be that way. So why doesn't the Aloch of Kosh Ene B'zecha Zeh B'bas Achas Nami Enoi apply? Answers the Gemara, Shani Mas Behema, Disa B'zecha Zeh. There is a situation where you could have one after the other, as where when there was a mistake. The Tanan, as we also mentioned, if somebody Kara Lachia Siri, he called the 9th animal number 10. Ula Siri Chi, and then he called the 10th animal by mistake number 9. Ula Achr Asur, and then he called the 11th animal Asiri. The halacha is Shloshtim Mekudoshtim. They all have a din of Maisa. So since we have a case where it's Bezach Zeh, the That's why it's also chal b'bas achas as well. But Rashi over here made a very important statement. Rashi says that if you know which one is which, the 10th is brought as Maisa, and the 11th is brought as Shlomim. And we gave all the differences between Maisa and Shlomim. And Rashi then says, V'libi Omer, Shein Mevarach al Tnufa al-Simucha, but if I don't know which one is the 10th and which is the 11th, so Rashi says, bring both as a Shlomim. But Libi Oimeli, says Rashi, She'em Mevarach al Tnufa al-Simucha, don't make a bracha, Kadei Shalotav bracha levatolah. So Rashi is saying that when we don't know if what we're doing is right, we don't make a bracha. We don't make a bracha. We have a halacha. We know that if Yontif comes out on Friday Shabbos, on Thursday we have to make an Erev Tavshilin. If somebody forgot to make the Erev Tavshilin, he can make the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tuf Kof Chav Zayin Sif Chav Beis, make an Erev Tavshilin on the first day Yontif and say as follows. If today is Yontif, and tomorrow is Chol, so it's not a problem. And this is when Yontif is Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and you make the Erev Tavshilin Wednesday. So on Thursday, the first day Yontif, make an Erev Tavshilin, and say, if today is Yontif, so tomorrow is a weekday, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. If today is not Yontif, so I can make an Erev Tavshilin today. And the Magen Avraham over there in Sefkat Nechav Hei says, make a bracha. However, the Marsham says that one shouldn't make an Erev in such a situation when the Erev was made al Tanai. He says whenever something is made al Tanai, we can't make a bracha, and he bases it on the Rashi here. Since we don't know which animals for sure which, I can't make a bracha when there's lack of clarity. So according to Rashi, since I have two animals and I don't know which one is which, I can't make a bracha misafik. So there's a very famous shaila that the Poskim discuss, where somebody has two esrogim. One esrog is a beautiful esrog, but he's not sure if it's a kosher esrog. It's a safik if it's a murkav. The other esrog is a beautiful is a kosher esrog, but it's not so beautiful. Which one should he make the bracha on? So we would assume, make the bracha on the esrog, which is certainly a kosher esrog, even if it's not as nice. But it's very famous that Reb Chaim Briska said the other way. He said that you should make the bracha on the esrog that's the nice esrog. Because he says, if you already take the kosher esrog first, then you can't do any afterwards. Taking another esrog is meaningless. So therefore, the halacha is that you should first take the nice esrog. First take the nice esrog. And if that's the esrog, and if it also happens to be kosher, so I use the nice esrog that's kosher for my bracha. If not, then I will have not been mekayim a mitzvah, because if the esrog that I took, this nice esrog, is not a kosher esrog, I didn't do the mitzvah, and then I'll do the mitzvah with the other esrog. Actually, I saw from the Sefer Zichron and Yitzchak that the way the story went was that Reb Chaim Briska was told that the Chasam Sofer held that the Yanava Esrig are certainly kosher because they're not murkav. And that after Reb Chaim Briska became aware of that Chasam Sofer, he asked that he be sent the Yanava Esrig. And he got a Yanava Esrig, but it wasn't as nice. It was a kosher esrog, but it wasn't so nice. And what he did was, he took the other esrog that he had, the nice one first, and afterwards he took the Yanav esrog, and like that he did it. So Reb Lezer Silver asked that in our sugya, we learned that if you don't know if you can make a bracha, or there's a hefsik between the bracha and whatever I'm doing the mitzvah, I shouldn't make a bracha. So here, if the first esrog that he took is not a kosher esrog, it turns out there was a hefsik between the bracha and the kiyum mitzvah. So how did he make the bracha? And Reb Lezer Silver says that he actually mentioned this point to the Ragged Shover, and the Ragged Shover agreed with him that this is a real concern. So the Mikroi Kodesh says that this question was asked to the Briskerov to explain his father's opinion. And he said that the mitzvah of Esrig is different than what we're talking in our Gemara. Because the Rambam paskins that even though properly the way to do the mitzvah dal minim is to take all four together, but the halacha is if you took each one by itself, you yoytza. So what he should do is, what Rav Chaim Brisky said, did, was that even though he picked up the Esrig that was the nicer one first, but it might not be a kosher Esrig, and therefore we would have a concern of a hefsik between the bracha and the mitzvah, he was careful to hold the lulav at that time. Since he was careful to hold the lulav at that time, so the bracha was certainly chal on the lulav, and there was no problem. Ask the Gemara, but what about carbon? Still, again, on this rule, the kosher enem b'zeh bas achas nami enoy. Ask the Gemara, v'ayu toida. We know that when somebody brings a carbon toida, he has to bring along with it 40 whole chalas. 10 of them are chametz, and 30 are matzah. The matzah have three types: chalos, rekikim, revukim. You have 40 chalas, and 10 of each type, and from each one of the four types, you have to give one of the chalas to the kohen, and the other 9, which is a total of 36, 9 times 4, you eat together with the karmat toida l'yoyim v'layla. Ask the gemara toida, the lesser betos, you can't make more than 40 chalas, you have to only bring 40. V'leisa b'zechazeh, and the halacha is that if after you brought the first 40, You can't bring another 40. That if you brought 40 chalas and you brought the carbon with it, and then you bring another 40 chalas, it's a meaningless statement. Vitma, but yet the halach is toida shenishchata al shmonim chalas. If you bring a carbon toida for 80 chalas, chiski ama kitchola aboyim toich shmonim. 40 of the 80 will be kadosh. Rabbi Yochanan ama lekachola arbam toich shmonim. There's no Kedusha at all. But according to Chizkiya, even though it can't be done b'zeh achazeh, it can be done at one time. But why? Hitmela, says the Gemara, when this halacha was learned, this machlokes Chizkiya and Rabbi Yochanan was learned in the yeshiva, Rabbi Zeira explained it. Am Rabbi Zeira, hakamoydim dehechad da omer likach arim b'toich shmainim, that if he expressly said that he only wants 40 to be kodesh, then the halacha is that it's kachi, because I only want 40 to be kodesh. Nobody could disagree. Furthermore, if somebody said lo kacha arboim elam kacha shmoinim, I don't want any to be kodesh unless all 80 are kodesh. Kulam lo pligi, there can't be machloek lo kacha. You only need 40. If you made 80, then what you said is meaningless. Ki pligi b'stama, where you said 80. Mar sova, Chizki's opinion is lechrayis kamechavin. He was really mechavin that only 40 should be kadosh, the first 40. What he was concerned, however, was let's say those chalas, something happens to them, they become tamei or whatever. So he wanted to have backup. So that's why he designated another 40 for achrayis. V'altanayis neyu. And he only made a tanai that if something should happen to the first 40, the second 40 should be there as a backup. Well, masover, whereas Rabbi Yochanan holds the carbon gadol kamechavin, he meant a big carbon, but you can't bring a big carbon. And since you can't bring a big carbon, the whole thing is not a valid carbon. And therefore, because if you can't do b'zach hazeh, you can't do 40 and then 40, you can't do 80 either. So, but that has nothing to do with our discussion of kosher and b'zach hazeh nami enay. Amar Abaye continues the Gemara, where somebody said that he wants to be kohen shvisa at a specific place. Lo shanu, when our Mishnah said that if you said that you're being kohen shvisa under the tree without designating where, it's not a valid shvisa. Ela be'ilan shetachtav shtei maser amma, where you have an ilan that has 12 amma or more under it. So therefore, we don't know where you want to be kohen shvisa. in the north, in the south, in the middle, and therefore your statement is not a meaningless statement. If the tree has less than 12 amma under it, then you can be kanish visa. Why? Because hare mixes base and nicker. We can know at least some of where those four amas are. The middle four amas, because the middle four amas overlap a little into the south and middle in the north. Because let's say I wanted to be kinda shvisa in the north or in the south. Part of it is in the middle as well. And it says abaya, that's considered enough of a designation, of a clear designation that it should be kind of shvisa. Maskler of Hunabrede Vishu, Mamai, Dabba Mitzvah, Kamasayim, who says that this person wanted to be in the middle? Dumba Abba Haba Gisa, Abba Agisa Kamasayim. He wanted to be either on the north or the south. So the fact that part of it is identifiable because the middle overlaps with the north a little and the middle overlaps with the south a little, but the north and the south don't overlap with each other at all. And since the north and the south don't overlap with each other at all, it's not valid. And therefore, says the Gemara, Elam Rav Huna B'Rei Rav Yeshua, Lo Yishan El B'Ilan Tachtav Shmoin Amis. When you have eight amis under the tree, so you could be four to the north and four to the south, he didn't declare which four he wants to be kind of shvisa, and it's not going to be valid. But if the entire area under the tree is sheva amis, is only seven amis wide, so then even if he wants the north or he wants the south, there's certainly some overlap, and since there's certainly some overlap, everybody will agree that it's a valid eruv. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei Derav, that if you didn't identify clearly where you want your makam shvisa, as we began this year, it's not a valid makam shvisa. Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel, but we learned the brisa like Shmuel that it is a makam shvisa, but we don't know exactly. We have to be strict, as we explained, since we don't know where under the tree you really want to be kind of shvisa. And the Gemara quotes, Tanya Kavasei de Rav, Misha Baba Derech, somebody's traveling Friday afternoon, V'chashkaloi, a Mishnah we're going, and it gets dark, V'yimaki Ilan together, and he knows about a tree or a fence, V'mishvisasi Tachtim, and he says, that's why I want to be kind of Shvisa, Loi Amaklum, because he didn't identify exactly where he's being kind of Shvisa. Aval Amar, if he said, Shvisasi B'makim Plani, he identified clearly where he wants to be kind of shvisa. The halacha is ma'alchach makam lois makam. He could walk till there, provided obviously that's within 2,000 amos where he is. He gear lois makam, and when he gets to that place, then he could be ma'alchach kulay. That entire place, that entire area, if it's an enclosed area, is considered dalar amos, and therefore he could walk past it chutzla another paim amma, another 2,000 amma. Continues the Braisa, but Ma'advar Mamurim, when is the halacha that you can walk that entire area? That the entire area is considered like Dalar Amis, and you can walk that entire area and then past it another 2,000 Amis, but Makam Amasuyim, where it's a very identifiable place, not only identifiable, but it's encircled, it's enclosed. Kigoyim, Sheshavas Batel Shugavaya Sarat Fachim, it's a mound that's 10 Tfachim high. It's between four amos wide and a base of sayim. Because if it's more than a base of sayim, we learned that it's a karfif, that's yoysa and a base of sayim, you can't make it into, it's not a designated area. It came bika. Similarly, if you have a ditch, shiemuka sora, a hole, pit, that's 10 tefachim deep, vime arba amos a base of sayim, so that whole area is going to be considered like dalar amos. That if it's not a specific area, that you get dalar amis for your makam shvisa, and then 2,000 amis past that. Continues the brisa. Two people were working on the road. One knows to identify a place. One is not familiar and cannot identify a specific place. Says the brisa, zeshen emaker, moisish vasos lemaker, the person who can't identify a place, says to the person who can identify the place, this is where I'm relying on you. V'amakaymer shvisasi b'makom ploini. The Madvar Mamur continues the Braisa, Shisayim Arba Amishakava, where he is able to identify clearly where he wants to be kind of Shvisa. Aval Loisayim Arba Amishakava, if he couldn't identify a place, Layozuz Mikama, he can't go anywhere. So we see from here that if he can't identify in a specific area, very specific Dalet Amos, it's not a Makom Shvisa. Exactly what Rav said. And asked the Gemara, Lema Tavatiyuf to the Shmuel, that Shmuel says, you don't have to be so clear in being in identifying exactly the Dalet Amos where you're being kind of Shvisa. Answers the Gemara, Amalach Shmuel, Hochamai Skinen, Kigoyin de Ikam Makom Raglov, Vad Ikroi Trey Alf Abba Abba Gemida. From where you are until the tree, the 2004 Amos. If we're going to put him on the other side of the tree, he can't get there. It's 2004 Amos away. It's going to be too far away. So if he identifies which four Amos under the tree he wants to be kind of Shvisa, and it's within 2000 Amos or where he is now, Erev Shabbos, then fantastic. Motzi Ozel, and that will be his Makom Shvisa, and then he has another 2,000 Amos. Beloy, but if he didn't identify a place, and therefore we have to be concerned that maybe the place under the tree, which is too far away from where he is currently to get there, is where he meant to be kind of Shvisa. Therefore, Lematzi Ozel. But then says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasa to Shmuel, there's a Braisa that supports Shmuel's opinion. The Braisa says, Tavi Erev L'shtei Ruchas. If somebody made an Erev on two sides, one to the south side and one to the north side, because he made a mistake. Medumahu Shma'am L'shtei Ruchas. He thought that a person can make an Erev to two different directions. Oish Amal Avadav. If somebody asked his servant, Suvar Viruli, make an Erev on my behalf. And he said it to more than one servant. Echad Erev L'tzofen. One made an Erev to the north side of the town, and one made to the south side of the town. The halacha is, he could walk to the north side as much as he could, assuming that the Erev on the south side is the good Erev. That means, if the Erev was put 1,000 amos on the south side, was put 1,000 amos away from his house, so therefore, he could only walk, as we always say, whatever you gain on one side, you lose on the other side. He only could walk 1,000 amos on the north side, or vice versa. L'toron, keiruv l'tzofen, the same halacha. And says the Braisa, v'mitzah lev estchum, that if they put the air of both to the maximum, they put one air was put on the north side, 2,000 amos away from his home, and one air was put to the south side, 2,000 amos away from the house. So, and since we don't know which Erev is the good Erev, so therefore we have to be choshish for both Erevin, and therefore he won't be able to work. But what do we see from here? That even though we weren't able to clearly identify where is his Erev, that doesn't prevent the Erev from being a good Erev. So the same thing when somebody says that the area under my tree is where I want to be kind of Shvisa, even though we're not exactly identifying where it is under the tree that is being kind of Shvisa, exactly which Dalet Amos under the tree is being kind of Shvisa, it's still going to be a good Erev. And ask the Gemara Lema to have Tiyuf to the Rav, isn't this clearly a refutation of Rav's Psak that says you have to be able to very clearly know which four Amos are your Erev? Says the Gemara Rav Tana Upolog. Rav is a Tana. This price clearly doesn't work with his opinion, but it's not a concern because Rav is a Tana and he has the right to argue on a Braisa. Again, as the Rishonim say, the Gemara doesn't always say this Teretz. The Gemara only says this Teretz where the Gemara doesn't have another Teretz that it could use to defend Rav's opinion.